questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Q&A in Islamic beliefs from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, we are trying to answer doubts and misconceptions from around the world on Islamic issues and Islamic principles. Like always, in our recent shows, we have invited Sheikh Nur Muhammad from Qom Seminary Schools. We'd like to welcome him to this show and say salam to him and inshallah start our discussion with him. Sheikhana, salamu alaikum.
Salam alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you very much, Sheikh. It's a great pleasure for us. The question of the day is that why imamate inherited? This question actually stems from this concept that unlike material powers, the imams of Ahlul Bayt, the successors, the infallible successors of the Holy Prophet, are not going to be inherited due to their lineage to the Holy Prophet. But we believe that they have been appointed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of their purity, because they have been deserved to be selected to be imams of the society, not because they are belonging to the generation of the Holy Prophet. So this question might come to the minds of the questioners and to the minds of different people that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like any material power, like for example kings and kingdoms, that they actually inherit the kingdom, they inherit kingdom from their, let's say, fathers or grandfathers. Why should it be so in Islam? That is why imamate is sort of, let's say, inheritance that comes from the Holy Prophet to his children, and then it comes to the grandchildren of the Holy Prophet. And one after another, they are son of the other one. So is it a sort of family relation here, Shaykhana, or no? This is due to, as what I said and claimed, is due to the, let's say, due to the merits that they had, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed them, and because they deserve to be the imams of the society.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Again, very valid question has been asked here, talking about the imamology or imamate of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam, pure progeny of noble prophet, peace and blessing be upon them all. You see imamate is not by actually inheritance. I mean, but blood relationship does not have any role per se for the individual to be imam, because imamate is has some kind of qualification and merit for that individual to be the imam after, for example, noble prophet, or to be successor of the immediate successor of the noble prophet, or other infallible and sinless Ahlul Bayt. They should be best afdalu khalqillah, best among the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowledge wise, you know, they should have all they should have kind of knowledge, divine knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They should be sinless, infallible individuals, and other qualifications and merits for that person to be deserved to have this highest position, which is imamah, and to be successor of the noble prophet. Let me give you other example. For example, if imamate and, you know, to be the imam after the noble prophet was only and merely because of the blood relationship. For example, we have many cases like after Imam al-Mujtaba, Imam al-Hasan, the imam did not go to his children. He went to Imam al-Hussein, okay? Or for example, talking about Muhammad Hanafiyyah, or for example, talking about the Ismail, the son of Imam al-Sadiq. You can give me some other examples. It shows very clearly that imame is not only because of the blood relationship, or for example, family relationship, I mean this one, or for example, it has because of the inheritance and such idea that we see in some caliphs or some sultans. They go, for example, after this king, the son going to be, and the descendants that of that sultan or king going to be a ruler after him.
Yeah.
As all these kind of ideas are not relevant to the pure and highest position, which is imamah, and only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that which person is most qualified.
Mm-hmm.
Only Allah, He knows that which person is a most qualified and has all merits to be chosen as imam after the noble prophet.
Very true. But Sheikhna, what you claim, I mean, to some extent can be accepted. But since, for example, imamate has not inherited by the children of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, but they are, again, it goes to Imam Hussein, his brother. Sometimes, God forbid, I want to take refuge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these comparisons that I'm making here. Even some kings, actually, the brother of the king, actually, is inheriting the power. Then, again, from Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we see again, one by one, they go through next child, and then from the other child to the next child. The same goes to Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So I think, it's true to some extent that, for example, you said that here, it was not it did not continue from Imam Hassan, but it continued from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So let's ignore, for example, the imams before Imam Hussein, but what comes after Imam Hussein, again, the same lineage is being continuing. Then you said that, okay, it did not, it was not inherited by Ismail, son of Imam Sadiq, but it was inherited by his brother. So, the same line is going to be the imams of society.
I see, but the point I want to say that only because of this qualification that I mentioned.
So this is the matter of qualification rather than to nullify the concept of family relations.
I want to say that, you know, people, they supposed, for example, in the time of Imam al-Sadiq, alayhi salatu wasalam,
mm-hmm.
many people, they believe that after Imam al-Sadiq, Ismail would be the next imam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Or, for example, some people, they believe that Muhammad Hanafi would be the next imam.
Yeah.
Okay, but because of the, for example, from the perspective of people, they saw that, for example, that individual is older or has some qualification. Of course,
mm-hmm.
They believe that these people could be and would be the next imam after the previous one. But you see, these are proven that only imamate is decided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only He knows that which person has all qualification and merits to be the next imam.
Mm-hmm.
Let me share one verse of the Noble Quran. ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. We inherited the book to those people who we have chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And then He said that, فَمِنْهُمْ ضَالٌّ لِنَفْسِي وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَصِدٌ وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ.
So Allah, He Himself selects the people who are going to be the imams.
Yes, exactly. Allah will accept, Allah will choose those people to be the next imam, not, you know, anybody else.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not select it from different families and He continued to select it from only one single family? That is starting from Adam alayhi salam, then it comes to Ibrahim and Noah, and then Noah and Ibrahim, and then it comes to Moses and Isa, and then it comes to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Holy Prophet of Islam himself again was from the same lineage. The same lineage that goes back to Prophet Ibrahim and goes back to Prophet Adam. And then again, then imamah is in his own family line.
You know, sometimes it's because of the purity of generation. and the descent of that, you know, person, because this lineage is a most pure. Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, choose to have the lineage of Imamat into it. You know, these factors, of course, they play some role in, you know, deciding whether this family deserve to be the next the Imam and the lineage of Imamat to be into that family or not. But after all, as I said, we do not know. We are not aware about the philosophy, what is a reason, final reason, that this, you know, individual and this family choosing to be at the next Imam.
Well, we have to say at the end of the day that Allah ya'lam hayfi ajal li rasalat.
Exactly.
So he himself knows where to put his mission to be taken by.
And when Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that nahnu sana'u rabbina, we have created by our Lord. Okay, it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made us to be, you know, kind of to give us this ability and this potentiality to be the next Imam, to be the Imam after the noble prophet, and to deserve to have this qualification of Imamat within us.
Very true. So what is what can be understood from these explanations, that Imamat is not something that people can interfere in selecting the person as the Imam of the society. So all in all, we understand that people are not allowed to have any role in appointment of the Imam and the leader of the society. So it nullifies another format of the governing, or of another format of government, which actually people refer to the shura among themselves to select a person as the leader. Am I true, Sheikh? Because, you know, here we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the status of Imama that has been given to Ibrahim alayhi salam after his prophecy, this state of Imamat actually has been given to some, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he himself selects them. So other formats of government in the Islamic system cannot be valid.
Of course, for example, as you know, we have many other forms for selecting the caliphs. For example, some people that by the consensus, you see, I'm talking about the even contemporary, you know, people who wanted to be a ruler for people. Or, for example, in ancient time, they believe that the person has a most acceptable among the people. Or, for example, people have the role for choosing that individual to be the caliph and to be a king. For example, some people say that the most powerful one who had the, for example, the power and the, for example, the open-handed, that person can be the caliph, and so on and so forth. But I want to emphasize on the point that the system of Imamat is divine system, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will select that person to be among the noblest one and who deserve to be the Imam of the, you know, Ummah of Muhammad.
So what we understand from the explanations of respected Sheikh Nur Muhammad in this studio is that Imamat or Imamate is a status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he himself, based on Quranic teachings, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah ya'lamu haythu yaj'al salat, he himself knows where to put and to whom to be assigned. And this is not something that actually some people are going to be selected by people. No, this is something that Allah, he himself, appoints a certain group of people. So it's not the matter to select a person who is father and then goes to a child. No, because we have seen in the case of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, it goes to Imam Hussein, and then it goes to the generation of Imam Hussein till Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Let me add one point, if you permit me.
Yes, sure.
We have some books have been written by many scholars under the title of Ayatul Wilaya. They have gathered verses of Noble Quran talking, you know, about the position of Imam. For example, one of which is Ayatul Tadhir, Ayatul Wilaya. Many other numerous verses of Noble Quran directly or, you know, implicitly or explicitly mention the status of Imam in the verses of Noble Quran. I believe that it is very important for those people and listeners who want to follow up this discussion, they can go and follow this discussion. For example, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ أَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to put away any impurity from you, the household and the family of Noble Prophet, and to have and to give you thorough, purification.
Yeah.
Or many other verses of Noble Quran talking about the position of Ahlul Bayt, especially Imam Ali, to be selected divine Imams after the Noble Prophet.
Jazakallah khair, dear Sheikh. Your respected listeners, many thanks for staying tuned and listening to us in QAnon and Islamic Beliefs from IRB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن